in a very real sense, there's no doubt that we're dealing with a wayward teenager. The American church can be seen as the teenage son or daughter of a much older and far more stable in the faith Anglican communion. And right now, we are refusing to heed the voices of very gentle and gracious elders. That's an understandable pattern to those of us who are parents. If I were a betting man, the Episcopal Church will probably repudiate further its ties to the Anglican Communion. But I'm not a betting man. I'm a Christian and hopeful that even at this late hour, the Episcopal Church may pay attention to the chimes in its own heart and turn once more to the faith once delivered to the saints.